Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my checking account that I didn't authorize.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
What's that?
May I please have your zip code?
Hold on just a minute. I got to get a word a little quieter. Okay, what do you need?
Your zip code.
Zip code, okay. 50651.
50651? Okay. Do I have your first and last name?
Ronald Butler.
And may you please verify your address for me?
8812 Cotter Road, LaPorte City, Iowa.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment while the system loads up your account. I'm still here, sir. I'm still waiting.
What's that?
I said I'm still here, sir. I'm still waiting.
Okay.
Okay, it shows that on the 8th of December you pay $825 to enter the sweepstakes to win the Stealth Elite drawing.
Okay, it didn't say anything about entering a drawing.
Yes,
on
sir.
On the website, it said free drone, just pay the shipping. And it listed the shipping at a certain amount. And there was a box that was checked. I unchecked that. So if this was for a drawing, then this was very misleading.
Yes,
and I want
sir.
My money back.
Yes, sir, I do understand. But it stated in the terms and conditions on the page that you ordered from.
It doesn't say anything on the page. You would have to go to a different page to see anything else. There was nothing showed on the page about any subscription, about anything.
Sir, I can give you the page name that you ordered off, and then you can scroll to the bottom and click on terms and conditions, and it will tell you that this is a sweepstakes and that you will be charged every month unless you cancel.
It did not say anything in the email about this being a subscription. It did not say anything on that page. I didn't go to the terms and description. It's just supposed to look like every other one, that is, you pay free shipping. You pay shipping to get a free item.
Okay, you said you didn't read.
That's how this.
You said you didn't read the terms and conditions.
I did not go to a separate page. I read everything that was on that page. And
no,
it did not indicate. If it would have indicated something like this was for a subscription or something, I would have gone to the other page and then verified that, and I wouldn't have done any of this.
Sir,
the way it read was I was playing eight something for shipping for a free drone. That's how the page read.
Sir, the terms and conditions are on the same page. If you scroll all the way to the bottom and click on the words terms and conditions, and it clearly states what I'm telling you, sir, in the terms and conditions. So
no.
This is
I want my money back.
Sir, I cannot offer you a refund because this is a valid charge, but I can cancel it so that you won't be charged anymore.
No, I want a refund for this charge that you got pending out of my account now.
I am not able to give you a refund, sir.
Well, I know better because I've seen this happen before to people. I want a refund on the full amount.
Sir, I cannot offer you a refund.
Then get me with somebody who can. I want my money back. This was misleading from the very beginning. It did not say anything about a drawing on the email or the site when I got to. All it said was free drone, pay shipping. And apparently that was bullshit. So if it was for a drawing for a free drone, then that whole thing was misleading.
Yes,
and
sir,
I want my money
back. Yes, sir. It did state that on the following page that you ordered the drone on, sir.
No, I didn't, because I was very carefully read this whole thing so that I would not get snagged up in something like this. No, it didn't. Not on the page I was on.
Yes, sir, it did.
Nope. It did not.
It did, sir.
And that's why I want a refund.
I am not able to offer you a refund, sir. You do not qualify for a refund because all charges are valid, sir.
No, they're not. And no. Definitely cancel it. And if I don't receive a refund, then I will get an attorney involved. I don't care if it costs me a little more for the attorney than this $67, but this was very misleading.
Yes, sir.
One way or another, I will get my money back.
Yes, sir. I can get you canceled. I can get this canceled for you so that you won't be charged anymore.
Cancel the one that's still pending because it's pending. It hasn't come out of my account yet.
Well, sir, if it didn't come out of your account yet, I cannot give you a refund
at all. It shows as pending.
Well, sir, you cannot get a refund at all if it is pending because nothing is took out of your account, so you cannot get a refund at all.
It shows my account reduced that much.
A pending charge means that it's not processed.
Been pending for 3 days.
Yeah, but if they have not took it and it's pending, I cannot give you a refund anyway, sir.
I'm asking you to cancel the pending charge.
I canceled the account, sir.
Does that mean the charge will not come out now?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right. If it does, I will get back in touch.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.